Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The gaming world is absolutely chock full of amazing twists and turns. Some of our recent favourite games actually have better plot lines than the average Hollywood movie these days. But they aren't immune to the same pitfalls as Hollywood, which means that sometimes big twists and turns end up leading absolutely nowhere. So I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are 10 huge gaming moments that didn't matter at all. 10. Try again. Sonic the Hedgehog. With modern games offering save files, on-screen hints, and extensive online guides, it's sometimes easy to forget just how difficult video games could be in the early days. Despite its simple premise of going fast and collecting rings, Sonic 1 was a game where you were always on the edge of a slip-up. Speeding through the levels, it's easy to lose all your life-saving rings to waiting badniks, or watch the timer run out on a bit of surprisingly tricky platforming. Add this to Dr. Robotnik's increasingly inventive boss battles, and a water level that can just get right in the bin. The game could often become a trial and error affair if you still weren't used to it. But the sense of reward was substantial as you reached closer to the finale. Oh, you did remember to pick up the Chaos Emeralds though, right? You better hope so, because after all that slog from Green Hill to Final Zones, if you missed the 6 emeralds hidden in tricky special zones, you'd be greeted with a post-credits panel of Robotnik juggling the emeralds you missed with the simple command, "Try again." Finishing such an iconic game is a fond memory for many gamers, but in what would go on to become a series trope, just because you finished it doesn't mean you've beaten it. 9. Upgrading Freddy. Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. Despite its runaway success, buoyed by popularity amongst YouTube streamers, Five Nights at Freddy's is a franchise often dismissed as being a cynical rehash of the same jump scare mechanics across its first 4 iterations. It's true to say that the first few were all pretty similar, but none have strayed as far from its initial formula as the latest entry, Security Breach. Unlike the previous title's static setting, Security Breach casts the player as Gregory, a young boy trapped in an aggressively 80s mega pizzaplex, alongside a Freddy Fazbear animatronic whose refusal to murder Gregory is deemed to be a malfunction, whilst being stalked by the other animatronics, eventually dismantling them to upgrade Freddy with their harvested parts. After Freddy's second upgrade, the clock immediately darts to 6 a.m, and the game's final escape sequence begins. Evading the psychotic daycare animatronic, the player races to leave the pizzaplex and the many horrors within. After all that hassle for the second upgrade, and with a grand total of 1 sequence to use it, you've got to wonder what the big deal was in the first place. Granted, most players aiming for 100% or true endings can return to harvest the third part in a lengthy post-game sequence with no save points, but more casual fans will largely take the chance to finish the game and enjoy one of the 3 endings depending on progress. 8. O'Brien removes the mask. Days Gone. Searching for clues regarding the suspected death of his wife in a refugee camp, the game's protagonist Deacon tracks a government helicopter and meets O'Brien, a hazmat-suited researcher who offers information in exchange for Deacon's help with some research on the game's zombies, Freakers. After a series of impressive but predictable plot points, Deacon is reunited with his wife and the two resume their lives together in this apocalyptic hellhole. Players who made the effort to 100% the game were treated to a secret final mission where O'Brien makes contact once again, warning that the Freakers are mutating and removing the hazmat Matt Mask to reveal that he is in fact an evolved Freaker. As Deacon recoils in shock, O'Brien remarks that the government is aware of the latest mutation, and ominously declares they're coming. Sadly, the most interesting moment in the whole franchise would prove to be the last, as an April 2021 article revealed a planned sequel was rejected due to the game's poor critical reception. Whilst this is by no means the most well-regarded story to end on a cliffhanger, it's still a shame to see such an interesting twist on the zombie go to waste. 7. The Circular Saw. Until Dawn. A year after the supposed deaths of twins Hannah and Beth, their brother Josh invites everyone who was there and semi-responsible back to the cabin where it all happened, and that is the unsuspecting premise of Until Dawn. Not seeing quite how weird the whole situation is, the gang decide to take Josh up on his offer, and surely enough find themselves at the mercy of a crazed psychopath in a mask and some cannibalistic Wendigos. After a fair bit of terrorizing, Josh's best friend Chris finds him tied up next to an also-bound Ashley, Chris's will-they-won't-they love interest. Between them is a circular saw, and Chris has to decide which one of them's gonna get it. Whichever way the player goes, however, the blade will eviscerate Josh. But it's later revealed that Josh's death was nothing but a bit of Hollywood trickery. It turns out he was the masked man all along, torturing his friends as revenge for his sister's disappearances. It was a dick move on the parts of both Josh and the developers, but even if his death was meaningless in the long run, you have to admit it was a pretty badass moment. 6. Dylan and Paula's Fate – Dino Crisis 2. Of the many ubiquitous franchises in the early 2000s, Dino Crisis is somewhat of an unsung hero. Dino Crisis 2 follows returning hero Regina and tactical officer Dylan Morton as they're thrown through time to rescue survivors from an entire city which has disappeared. Constantly under threat from the Jurassic juggernauts, the pair must also deal with masked assailants from the future who see them as a threat. Through a series of time-twisting revelations, one of the masked attackers is revealed to be Dylan's future daughter, Paula. Following this revelation, a tremor causes Paula to be trapped under falling equipment, and Dylan stays behind to help her, instructing Regina to save them in another time. Whilst fans waited desperately to see the resolution of this cliffhanger, Capcom decided to enact their own extinction-level event, and the third installment takes place 500 years in the future, maintaining the premise but abandoning all previous characters. With no plans whatsoever for a Dino Crisis 4, as far as a satisfying conclusion would go, the prospect of resolution is all but extinct.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Act. 5. Defeating Sin, Final Fantasy X. In the franchise's PS2 debut, Final Fantasy X centered around Tidus, a Blitzball player with a weird laugh, and Sin, a gargantuan flying whale monster who's also Tidus' dad. Tidus encounters Sin in the futuristic city of Xanarkand, and is purportedly hurled 1,000 years into the future where he meets the summoner Yuna. For 1,000 years, Sin has terrorized Spira, with only brief calms when it's temporarily dispelled by a summoner wielding the self-sacrificial final summoning. Over the course of the narrative, Tidus learns that he's sort of in a dream state, and that he and Sin are both products of the dreaming faith of Xanarkand, the city summoners who turned themselves into stone in the wake of a war 1,000 years previous to create their ultimate weapon, Sin itself. Realizing that the only way to defeat Sin for good is to destroy this, the party defy all religious doctrine and fight the beast head-on. Whilst they're victorious, this eternal calm is bittersweet, as the dream comes to an end and Tidus, with whom Yuna has fallen in love, drifts away. Players who completed the decidedly mixed bag of a sequel were able to bring Tidus back if they completed enough of it, and in the follow-up audio drama, Tidus and Yuna are forced to end their relationship following the reappearance of, you guessed it, Sin. So yeah, when you thought you destroyed Sin and brought forth the eternal calm, I guess it wasn't quite as eternal as promised. 4. The Rachni Queen, the Mass Effect series. Mass Effect is a franchise famed for its choice-based gameplay, so it would seem a strange entry for this list, but as we've already discussed, sometimes players have to settle for the illusion of choice when narrative beats must be met. Presumed extinct after the Rachni Wars, Commander Shepard comes across an incarcerated Rachni Queen in the first Mass Effect, who's being used to breed an army at the behest of the original antagonist and his lieutenant. After defeating them, the Queen appeals to Shepard to free her, stating that her kind intended to live peacefully following a temporary madness which caused the wars. Aside from some different dialogue with the Turian Council, Shepard's choice to free or kill has little impact on the effects of Mass Effect 1, so fans were eager to see where this errant plot thread would go later on. Sure enough, after a passing mention in 2, fans were delighted to see the Rachni Queen return in Mass Effect 3, or at least the ones who saved her were. Players who chose to let the Rachni Queen go find her imprisoned by Reapers, again being forced to breed soldiers for their cause. Players who opted to execute the Queen, however, would find in her place an artificial Queen imprisoned by the Reapers, again being forced to breed soldiers. Whilst there are superficial differences to gameplay based on an artificial queen or the real thing, spanning a plot across an entire trilogy just for your initial choice to be largely irrelevant certainly sucked. 3. The Deleter, Metroid Other M. Despite receiving a fair amount of praise for its gameplay during Metroid's successful run in the 3D realm, Metroid M did gain criticism for its narrative qualities. Taking the previously serious, determined icon of female protagonists and demoting her to an anxiety-ridden teenager, Samus found herself in a game so bloated by plot that some points just got abandoned altogether. Arriving at the derelict bottle ship after receiving a distress call, Samus teams up with a stranded platoon and begins investigating the strange facility and its dangerous alien inhabitants. As the team make their way through the treacherous ship, many are mysteriously killed, and Samus is attacked by a soldier piloting colossal mining equipment whose face is hidden behind an armored mask. Nicknamed the Deleter, Samus theorizes that this man is actually a traitor within the platoon, taking down the members of the squad to hide the secrets of the ship. After discovering Bottleship is actually an illegal bioweapons facility run by the Galactic Federation, it becomes clear that the Deleter's mission is to cover up the Federation's involvement. That'll have to wait though, as Bottleship's AI has gone completely postal, and so Samus and the surviving Marines are forced into climactic conflict, ultimately emerging victorious. Oh, you were still wondering about the Deleter's identity? Nah, no, that's not important. We never go back to that. 2. Hush, Batman Arkham series. Batman isn't short of villains. Despite DC's insistence on leaning on the Batman-Joker dichotomy in any media they can muster, some of the comic's most iconic never-do-wellers come from the seedy streets of Gotham. Whilst many, like the Penguin or the Riddler, have a long and storied history, some of the Dark Knight's more recent villains have proven themselves as legitimate threats, including the ingenious and deadly Hush. Hush appears in the seminal Batman Arkham series first as a mysterious murderer known as the Identity Killer, murdering political prisoners within Arkham City and surgically dissecting their faces. Although Batman manages to catch up to Hush, he is caught in a trap and finds himself face to face with, well, his own face. Hush's surgical exploits were all in the name of altering his appearance to match that of Bruce Wayne, and he leaves the mega prison promising to keep pursuing the Dark Knight. Although Hush's introduction was one of the more promising subplots going into the trilogy finale Arkham Knight, the final showdown with this calculating genius boils down to a short hostage situation and a quick punch to the face. Of the myriad of things that make Arkham Knight somewhat disappointing, this squandering of such an iconic villain sat very high on that list. 1. Eli Steele's Sahelanthropus, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. Of all the victims of the nasty Hideo Kojima Konami fallout, one of the most public and most cited ones is the botched back half of Metal Gear Solid 5. The main focus of the game is the conflict between Venom Snake and Skullface, a terrorist planning to use a parasite to kill the English-speaking world whilst maintaining order with the nuclear threat of Metal Gear Sahelanthropus. Unlike other Metal Gears, Sahelanthropus would not contain AI, and instead would be controlled physically by the third child, a younger version of the series' favourite, Psycho Mantis. So far, so Kojima. Along for the ride is Eli, a leader of child soldiers, purported clone of Snake and Metal Gear Solid antagonist Liquid Snake in child form. With a fair amount of resentment and anger towards Snake and his military allies, Eli and the third child hijack Sahelanthropus from under Snake and pilot it away, never to be seen again. And when I say never, I absolutely mean it, as this is the one and only appearance of Sahelanthropus in the series, and the subplot or events between this and Metal Gear Solid is never explained or referenced again. Unfortunately, following creative differences behind the scenes, Kojima and Konami parted ways, and the resolution to this just never materialized. A sad turn of events for sure, but at least it means that I don't have to sit here and keep saying Sahelanthropus.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.